At the Dust Live, your boy City J and your girl JoJo in the building. It is Wednesday, which we call
Martin, all this talk about how I can't get a man. Please. Now, Martin, do I look like I can't get a man with all this wagon I'm dragging?
Yeah. This a public service announcement. I need all basic bitches off the dance floor. Yeah. And make room for all that wagon that she dragging. Yeah.
Yeah.
She got me wanna hit it cause these other niggas bragging. She do it so good, yup, I'm betting shawty practice.
But the ass so fat, yeah, just watch it when she drag.
OMG, and that bitch is sad. She so fine, make me take her to an island. Every nigga down in here, they be bragging.
I see why.
Man, but yes, before I went to the quick music music break, out of nowhere,
you broke something.
You said what?
You broke something again, didn't you? You broke something. That's what happened. You broke something.
I didn't even want to know. I just, when it messed up, I wasn't going to take no chance on this. Let's go ahead and go to music break and fix that problem.
So one time I decide to be on time, you break something. I swear.
Oh man, but you know, today's show, man, is gonna be pretty good. We got a battle of sexes going on. You know, we do that from time to time on the show. I don't do it often because I like to sprinkle it. It's one of those special segments where I like for people not to know what's coming up, and it just surprises the heck out of them. Because we've done that between that happening on the show and the other key. Oh, prank calls.
We're gonna prank call people.
Yeah, I do prank because you've never been on the show while I've done prank calls. And
wow.
Oh my God, I prank call the heck out. I'm a prank call specialist. People came to the show where it's prank call day. It's like an epic day. People get real excited because they know it's about to get real. So, like, what I do is people can give me – sometimes I have people give me numbers of who they want me to call, and I'll prank them for them. I have them give me a situation to work with so I can, you know, I can be very knowledgeable on how I'm going to prank them.
Yeah.
Now that, and then also a lot of times I prank call restaurants. And yes, especially the ones I always get the rise out of are Chinese food restaurants. They always tend to follow me. And not every, because some people assume that anything called Chinese restaurant is always going to be some Chinese person answer the phone. No, most of it, depending on what you call and depending on the state you call, sometimes it's people who are not of Asian descent at all. So yes, we have had some pranks on this show, man. Classic ones for the ages. When I got real, real crazy with it was when I prank called. This one girl, she gave me her hairstylist phone number. And so there's a character I do a lot on here called Gay Tyrone. And so I called, and I was acting like I was a disgruntled gay friend who was mad about how she did her homegirl's hair. I mean, she did his homegirl's hair, excuse me. And, yeah, it was crazy. Like, people... I really had her going.
That's wrong on so many levels.
All right, hold on real quick. There we go. I had to tape message on. So.
You broke it again.
No, I didn't break anything. I had to mess someone. My brain, obviously, I'm one of those people I can't do two things at once. That I can't do. Typing, talk is just too much thought process.
I can do it.
Empire tonight. I wanted to make sure I got in on Empire before we get deep into the show. Empire, y'all had so many twists and turns tonight. I was not ready. My heart was not set to be ready for all those twists and turns. Like, y'all wrong for that, man. Yeah, I should be prepared. You can't just throw them at me like that. So.
You're
Yes. I'm not going to rude because I know we got my West Coast people that listen to the show, and I'm not going to, because y'all see the show later, I'm not going to ruin it, but I'm just going to say, damn you,
right,
Jennifer Hudson, you are not right. I don't like this. You got all of us. You got me really good, because I was like, yeah, boy, I get excited. You wrong for that. You know you're wrong.
Excited for nothing.
I'm like, if I can't win, somebody in the world got to win with Jennifer Hudson. So, yes, go. Y'all got to, people in the West Coast, if y'all get a chance to check it out, y'all go on trip. So, definitely.
There's something going on because my Facebook notification is going up.
Oh, okay. Now, another crazy thing. Two big stories. Of course, still going on to Ferguson. Talked about this on Monday a little bit. Ferguson police. More stuff. There's obviously something else developing. Police Chief Tom Jackson of Ferguson Police Department is set to resign. And his resignation is effective March 19th. So.
Woo-hoo.
There's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know. See, it's like you can say woo-hoo, but the thing is, does that fix the problem all the way? See, that's what – no, that doesn't fix the problem.
That's
why I just
said woo-hoo. It's not going to fix anything. It's already been done. Can't turn back time to change anything.
Right, because there's still other stuff beneath the surface they still got to fix. Now, on the other side of all it, because – I find it very interesting. On the flip side of another racial issue, The Morning Joe, which is a morning show on MSNBC. Hey, you know, of course, you know about the SAE fraternity scandal where they were caught on video doing a racist chant. Well,
yeah.
The host of The Morning Joe said they blame rap lyrics for them acting that way.
You can't blame rap lyrics. You need to blame their parents for bringing them up like that.
I'm not even just going to just say that. I'm just going to sit back and say, are you fucking serious? That's what I'm going to say. There's nothing more I can say. There's nothing more I can say because you're not going to sit here and play that game. Do you? Because now we're back to this whole game of influenza. That's what this basically is. It's another case of influenza, and I'm so sick of that case. I'm so sick of it. Affluenza. See, I said influenza. It's affluenza. It's the new term they have made. I'm done with that. Bye, Felicia. Whatever. I can't do it. People are going to piss me off. One more news story. I have on the block. I got to throw out there. That's Suge Knight. Suge Knight, this dude is pulling a freaking Donna Godot. And if y'all know who Donna Godot is, that's the chick from Houston that was off for Port Arthur, Texas. And she said... for Port Arthur, Texas, and she was saying that, you know, that was a video that said, POP, hold it down, mama, I love you, all that stuff. That happens to be the person. So, this movie Suge Knight said, you know, it's now the case of he was blind in one of his eyes. That's why he accidentally ran someone over. God, how many times is Suge Knight going to escape with crime? Like, this dude, Suge Knight is the black George Zimmerman. He can do a million things and walk you in trouble for it. I can't do it, man. We got to do better. All right, let me go ahead and get into the interview part of our show before I continue to get mad and it messes up my spirit.
All right,
so we're about to do the show
Texas Relays,
because we haven't
whiskey.
Done this in a long, 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 long while. That's where we have Battle of Texas. And the way today's show is going to work, we got two great models we're going to interview. And then later on the show, we're going to play a little Battle of Texas
today?
Game. I'm sorry?
I didn't know we were interviewing me today. Oh.
So today we're interviewing Quincy Jones and Coco the Angel. So everyone, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How you doing?
Pretty good,
thank
man.
You.
I'm glad to have you both.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm glad to be here.
Oh my God!
It's a party line today.
It's too much going on in the world today. My head is hurting. I just. And people have been pissing me off all week. It's like I was talking about it on Facebook, and Greg was laughing at me. I was saying I have a personality called Sid by, you know, there's Cedric, there's Ceddie J, and there's Sid. Sid is the asshole. It's a bunch of people this week have Dev and Sid. So praying for them, because when Sid comes out, it's not a beautiful sight. There's no, it's like, you light that, you, if you light that fire, it's over. But you guys are here, so y'all get to study J, so y'all can get experience.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
So first I'm going to go to each of your ladies first, and then we're going to be gentlemen.
No doubt.
I want you to let everyone know where you're from and how you actually got into the modeling industry.
Well, I'm from Richmond, Virginia. I'm 24, and I started modeling. I actually won a photo shoot from the club I used to promote for our Blue and White event that we was hosting. And once I did the photo shoot, I went out as a little tester. I was like, okay, well, I want to see how far can I go. And when that, so I started making connections on my own, and I've been modeling for like 2 years, four to five features, two runways, still making connections and stuff like that, trying to get signed with an agency. So.
Okay. I'm going to throw the torch over to Quincy. Oh, Quincy, let everyone know where you're from and, of course, how you actually got the modeling industry.
Well, I'm actually from the country, Surrey County. I don't know if you heard of Surrey County, Virginia before. I got into modeling like a while ago, but I really just started just a few months ago. So, you know, I actually started because, you know, ever since I was little, I wanted to be a superstar. So me and Greg, we're talking, and I'm trying to see where we can go with this.
Well, definitely. And, yeah, of course, those who don't know, the both models are in big time models.
All day.
Yeah.
You know, they're making some noise, man. They definitely make some noise.
Yeah, we trying to do some big things.
This one, like about your team, man. Y'all, everyone in that team is humble and they listen. Because there's nothing more I can't stand than models who think they know every freaking thing. There's always something you can learn. And when models are there, when models are ready to listen and realize, hey, there's always something new I can learn, y'all make everybody's job so much easier like that. So I want to big y'all up for that and big up the whole clique for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. You know, the thing about it is, you got to be...
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, the thing about it is you got to study your craft, so you can never think you're too big or you always want to learn more.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with Quincy. Like, you got to have that, you know, man frame to, you know, open up, to listen, you know, criticize, compliments, you know, people telling you this is what you can do, you know, to improve your art, to improve yourself. It's always, you should never take it personal. You should take it as a lesson and apply it to your craft.
Right. And people don't realize, I mean, even with new models, I mean, you can learn stuff from new models, because I learn something new every day, and either by through a model or studying something. You are always something new, and you can learn new stuff from new models because they might have a new approach because they came in the game a little bit later, so they might have a new approach on something that you didn't never think about. So
yeah,
I said it. Don't assume just because somebody has been in the industry long enough that they don't know anything. But
new models always have that energy.
Yes. Now, I mean, as far as with you guys, you know, what led you each to decide to work with big time models in the first place? Because, you know, there's other agencies, slash model groups you could have chose to work with, but you chose that company. Why them?
What was the question that was asked?
With big time models, you know, what made you choose them to work with? You know, when there's other companies you could have chose, but you chose them.
How I chose them, I was actually watching Greg work for a little while and it was one day I was on Facebook and I was ran across this ad where he was looking for models to actually shoot for your magazine, Human Canvas. So I hit him up, you know, we did some talking, arranged some things, and I've been with Big Time for, 2-3 months now, and I'm enjoying every minute of it because everybody on the team, they just so humble, they're sweet, they're kind. It's just refreshing to meet models that, you know, really ain't that stuck up and, you know, is here to work, you know, we're here as a team, we're here to get our name out, we're here to promote ourselves. We work with each other, not against each other. You know, that's the type of group that everybody should want to be in or associate themselves around.
Exactly. I completely agree. Oh, Quincy?
Well, I will always say, why that big time? You know, it speaks for itself. Like she said, everybody's humble. And for one, we got some of the most beautiful ladies, you know, both Coco's and Chevy. And the rest of the ladies, I'm looking, I'm like, oh, my gosh. So why not Big Time?
Exactly. I like another thing I like about companies, you have a variation of models. You know, there's plus-size models, there's medium-size models, and then there's, you know, you even have some people who are skinny, who are some skinny, petite models, that's the thing. And I like that. I hate the world isn't just one way, and I like that. I get bored. People tell you I get bored seeing the world the same way, and everybody the same size, just whatever.
Yeah, the world isn't like that. You know, the world, if you really look around, you know, everybody isn't small, everybody isn't big. You got to have variety. So, you know, I like it. I love it.
Yes, I'm gonna throw myself on the bus. I've done something with people of all different sizes, so I can say that from experience. It doesn't really matter to me.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, as a male, I guess we all can say that. I guess.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. It is Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday. Might as well throw it out there because people assume. Like, don't assume, man. Hey.
Your secret's safe with me. Your secret's safe with me. I ain't
gonna
tell nobody.
Don't tell nobody.
And other
All right,
news.
So, don't be trying to play me, JoJo. Hey, hey, I'm telling the truth right here. I just tell it like it is. That's what I did.
And
All
other
right,
news,
so.
Big Time has had three models in human canvas.
All right, so I'm gonna throw the ball over to JoJo and let JoJo, go ahead. Look, you got some questions as well.
What? Are we talking about the game show or are we talking about the interview?
just a regular interview. Not the game show yet.
Okay. Mr. Quincy, what made you want to be male model number 3 for Human Canvas at a Big Time?
Well, as you see, the biggest thing about it is, you know, I want to be upon the number. And I just started with Big Time, but I see it's not so many males that you have in there. So being number 3 is not number 1, but I'll take it. So I haven't seen too many males in there, except for most of the males that's in there are from Big Time, so why not?
Yeah, I know that too.
As a matter of fact, all of them are.
Exactly.
Hey, I mean, y'all the only males who realize, who know how to read. Everyone assumes because of the way that I keep trying to tell everyone that the industry don't put being the same. They just think I just say that, but I'm not just saying it. Don't put none of my brands in the same basket as everyone else in the industry. When I say I don't do the same thing as everyone else, I literally don't. You're not going to find magazines that's built the way we do it and have it to where males are always welcome. And that's the thing, man. Like, that's why I appreciate you for stepping up to the plate, because you keep showing people that was just for men and just for women. So I appreciate that for you being number 3 in the mix.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was hard work, man. It was cold that day. It was freezing.
And as far as Coco, you know, I know Coco, she's on the cusp, man. I plan on having her in there this summer. So I can't wait to see which one I'm going to have her in. But just stay tuned, y'all.
Human Canvas and Big Time.
Human Canvas.
I say Human Canvas and Big Time.
Yes. I'm just reiterating.
You got to reiterate it in the right way.
So continue on, JoJo. I'll let you keep asking some more questions.
You usually... Well, who's your favorite photographer?
Well, my favorite photographer right now. Are you talking to me or Coco?
Both of y'all. Yeah, it's Greg and Kim is trying to mention somebody else, so I'm sorry, but Greg is my favorite photographer.
She's wrong for that. She knows
Greg,
she's wrong for that.
Mr. Greg, that's not right. Mr. Greg, you're probably listening. You're wrong for that.
No, I'm not wrong. That's my favorite photographer. But I'm just saying, you know, you can't really. We talk about Big Time modeling. We can't even look to nobody else.
Well,
I didn't even ask Mr. Quincy. He's going to say Greg, too.
Hey, no doubt. Why not? Greg is amazing. Like I said, with the Human Canvas, that we shared a life experience right there. Like, I'm gonna tell you, it felt like it was 0 degrees that day. So for real, like, we shared a life experience. So, you know, it was almost like we had a kumbaya outside. So I got to say, Mr. Greg, he was out there with me. Like, you know, I'm out there 0 degrees, no shirt on.
I know.
So yeah.
Now here's something, because I'm an observational person. Like, okay, so I looked at your Instagram name, and then I looked at your style, and I made in my head, I said, okay, I'm going to ask him this on the show because I've been dying to find out. Are you a Kappa by chance?
Oh, no, not a Kappa. You know, I haven't pledged yet, but
you just have that Kappa feel. That's why I was like, when I get on the show, I'm going to ask the man that because every time, like, this dude's a kid. It's like I got to ask him.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that, but you know I understand what the visual perception is, so I can't really be mad though.
Hey, but hey. Okay, so do y'all happen to watch Empire, by the way?
You know, I did. That's my show. Like my man said, the older the bear, the sweeter the juice. I was like, oh my.
I had this question about that on Facebook. I was saying, if Naomi Campbell threw it at you, would you catch it?
Shoot, I'm Randy Moss right now. So, yeah, I would catch it.
Look, man, you got to hurry up, man, because I'm out of
so, all right, so we're going to go ahead and get into the game show portion of the show.
Okay.
And that'd be. All right, so here we go. All right, so first question, so the way it's going to work is battle, since this is the battle of sexes, it's going to be, we're going to ask three questions. And JoJo's going to ask you questions, Quincy, and then as far as me, I'm going to ask Coco a question.
Okay.
Quincy's going to start it off, though.
All right, so I'm going to start it off. All right, so Coco, question number one. And it's multiple choice, so you got... It's a little easy on you. Let me get my thinking music ready. There we go. Okay, so question number one. According to UK blog Mirror, which of these things do men find most attractive? And keyword is most attractive. Would it be a woman who loves romantic comedies? B, a woman who wears mismatched panties, or C, a woman who knows how to rock makeup? All right, so you got the end, you got
B.
Okay, you said is that your final answer?
I'll play with this. Oh,
is B, is B your final answer?
I'm unsure. I don't know.
Okay, we give you that. That was correct. And here's in the blog states the reason why men like women in mixed match panties. They like when y'all matching. It seems like y'all prepare for sex. So. For us, it's not that much of an adventure. When y'all like mixed match, it means y'all didn't plan it, and it makes us feel like we persuaded y'all more into having sex. So that's why it's me. Good job.
I don't care.
Okay. I'm telling you, it's true. I had girls put on special lingerie. It doesn't matter. I'm finding out how it's coming off.
Come on.
All right, so JoJo, your turn.
You just I drew a blank because he...
It's okay, baby, it's okay.
Alright, come on with the question.
I'm trying to think again. My mind's on this whole makeup and mix match underwear and all that other stuff. Hold on, give me a second. Okay, there you go. According to Facebook, I'm going to go by Facebook on this one. According to Facebook, what do women commonly want in a man?
Okay, thinking music. Well,
I don't think
is there multiple choice or you just got to guess?
You just got to guess. Because
okay.
We're talking about women right now, so there's never a multiple choice.
Well, stability, me, and a well-dressed man.
I can hear you because they're all on his switchboard with his music and whatnot.
Well, I would say well dressed and stability.
I'll accept that. I'll accept the stability part. I will accept the stability part.
Okay. 1-1. All right, question number 2 for Coco. I figured multiple choice make it easier. Okay. What are most men's really sensitive areas besides the penis? Is that going to be A, his fingers, B, the front of his neck, or C, behind his ears?
Lord, I'm going to say C, behind his ears.
C?
Yes.
B. B, the front of his neck, because right there on the ass apple,
oh,
it
yeah,
is a really sensitive
yeah,
part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you lost one. Okay, it's your turn, JoJo. Yes. I thought I was kind of scared that she was going to get that one. I was like, oh, man.
I was going to say the back of the neck. I'm just saying, that's my experience. I don't double do nothing for anybody.
Is that right?
All right, Jones, that's question number 2. Let's go.
When it comes to women, do they prefer a guy that's going to chase after them? Or was they just going to kind of, you know, let it go?
When you say let it go, what is that you mean?
That you see a woman you're attracted to, is there more of a chance that she's going to come up to you or give you that attention if you're chasing her or if you're kind of playing hard to get, so to speak?
See, that's a trick question. Most women like a man to chase them, but then again, you don't want to play your cards too quick. So I'll say someone to chase you.
You got that one wrong. I found this little thing online earlier, and it was talking about what women like in a guy, and it says that women usually tend to go for the guys that are not chasing them, if they're used to guys chasing after them.
Okay. Why go chase too much then?
That could be arguable. I can see they're going there. I've seen it both ways before.
But according to the little thing that I read, that's what I'm going by. What I read. You told me to find places. I found stuff online, so I'm going by what they say.
I've seen that happen before personally. So it's not weird to me at all. The ones you got interest at, and you really putting the effort. Then the ones you can't get no freaking love from. But the ones you like, whatever. So I agree with that post. Okay. All right, let me ask the final question. All right, here we go. Final question is, your man is watching football, and this is from online, and this is just from my personal.
Oh, you trying to give me already. You trying to give me the fail already.
Here we go.
If you listened to the show like a week or two ago, he said the answer to this one.
Your man is watching a football game and wants you to pay him some attention. Your man is watching a football game and you want him to pay attention to you. Best. What should you do? What is the best route? I'm going to give you 3 choices. Should you A, complain and ask a million questions, B, jack him off while he's watching the game, or C, walk in the room with some lingerie?
You already know C is the answer. Stop playing.
Hey, I already know the answer to this.
He knows C the answer. Why is he playing?
Ain't no man
gonna just pay no girl no attention while he watching sports. You crazy. You got to give this potential with some kind of way.
Okay, I'll give it. It could arguably be B or C, so I'm going to give you. I'll give that. So you want, yes, two.
Yeah.
All right, JoJo, go ahead and ask Quincy. Last one for him. Oh, that's going to pie. It sucks. I didn't come prepared number four. But I'm going to think of something really quick.
I didn't either. You're lucky I had two. Oh, wait. Okay, I got one. How do you impress a woman? What is the best way to impress a woman? There you go. It's not multiple choice. I'm sorry.
How come I never get a multiple choice one?
Because you think about women, and with women, there's no multiple choice. There's only one.
Yeah, y'all indecisive. Y'all know what. Man, we give you a manual. Y'all got to figure it out. It's too many choices. You got to give. Oh, okay.
To
there's no
multiple
choice for women.
To impress a woman, the biggest thing to be is intellectual. Like, you know, I hope no woman will want a guy that can't speak his mind. So either being outgoing, ambitious, intellectual. That's all I know, just be yourself.
Wow.
Georgia?
Or just be me.
Well, according to everything online, it says the main way to impress a woman is by giving her attention, your undivided attention.
That wasn't what you said.
Hold on, That contradicts question number two. That contradicts question number two, right?
Right, see, she ain't doing it to us. But she did say, what did she say? She said, with women, y'all think one thing one time, but change our mind next one. Okay, well, I reluctantly have to give the accolade.
Not all women want an intellectual man that's going to be on sale. There's a lot of stupid women out here that want those little suck-a-bug wannabes.
Okay. Well, you won't find that here, baby.
I don't want to look for no thug on wannabes. I'm sorry. I'm too smart for that.
So, I would get that means that the winner of the Battle of Sexes for this go around is Coco.
I told you to calm down, Quincy.
You know what? It's a conspiracy.
It wasn't me. It was the internet. I'm sorry.
Conspiracy. Next out of sex.
Yeah, we got
to They're going to be no multiple choice next time. I'm going to ask them.
There's never multiple choice when it comes to women. Take that.
You can't do multiple choice for women. That's like telling your girlfriend, hey, are you going to wear that dress, this, or this? And it's just like, excuse me, what's wrong with this one?
All right, so I'm going to ask my final question to you guys before you go. And I have one for each of you. The last two questions is, if you had 24 hours left to live, from this point forward, how would you spend those last 24 hours?
I spend my last 24 hours with my family, straight up. It's a buts about it, especially my daughter.
There you go. Love it. Anything particular to do, like activity-wise?
You said as far as activity-wise?
Yes. What activities would you do with your family?
I try to do everything that can be done, like throw a cookout party, like take pictures, you know, go have a family outing, you know, do stuff that, you know, families don't normally do.
I love it. Okay. Quincy?
Well, starting out, you know, like she said, spend time with her family. I do the same thing. I have a daughter as well, so I spend time with her. But for the last about 4 hours, I get in my car, gas it up real good, And I just drive as fast as I can in my Beamer, you know.
All right. Well, I mean, I want to commend y'all, and they not just, I'm just speaking from experience, they not just saying this for the air. They really do take care of their kids and really show affection. Everyone has this mindset. They think that if people are models or whatnot, that they just abandon their kids and don't really, you know, not really in their life. They worried about more so the life of modeling, more so than being their kids' lives. But I've seen the pictures of y'all online hanging out with your family and everything. So I can say from experience, looking at the evidence, that they really are what they're saying. They really mean on here, y'all.
Oh yeah, no doubt. But I don't know if I told you. Everybody go on my fan page and go ahead and like that page, Quincy Jones.
Oh yeah, that was my final question. My final question was, where can people find y'all? I'll let you know your links.
Oh yeah.
What, ladies first, Quincy? As far as Facebook, it's Chocolate Love the Model, a.k.a. Coco the Angel. Twitter, Instagram, Dust After Dark, Coco the Angel. Website coming real soon.
Bam. Quincy.
Yeah, so everybody go to Quincy Jones on Facebook. That's my fan page. As well as go on Twitter and follow me at Quincy Jones. _SHO, because no time like your time.
All right. Well.
And it's all said and done.
I appreciate having you both, man. It was definitely a pleasure. And congratulations, Coco, for being on top. And, yes, man, we got Quincy there. Y'all be on the lookout. Coco will be in human cameras very soon, so.
I'm trying for the cover.
And when I say it on the show, I mean it. So, yeah, y'all know how I am because this show is recorded, so that means I'm not going to renege when I say it on the show. So, there you go.
All right.
We're going to a music break, and then we'll be back to chop it up with you guys some more here in the show. Quincy and Coco, again, appreciate y'all for coming through.
I appreciate
right,
the love,
you.
Baby.
Thank you.
We're going to go to a family member of the show, my boy Kevin Anthony, and this is his track.
Yay!
Pump Fake. We'll be back.
All right.
See you looking at me, baby. You ain't got a man, don't act like you're taken. Keep it 100 cause I'm too bad. I'm trying to keep it straight. Girl, don't try and pump fake. Keep it straight. Don't try and pump fake. Girl, just keep it straight. Don't try and pump fake. I see you looking this way. I should put you on display. Girl, is you real? Cause I done heard about you. And all them little games you play. But don't act shy. No, don't act shy. Hurry up and talk. We ain't got no time. We ain't got no time. So go and spit your line. To get, you playing kick games, I'll admit, but just say something, girl, just say something, take the first step, or it won't be nothing, or it won't be nothing, cause you got my heart fumbling, go ahead and prove me wrong, change my mind like you, change another song, you got
Confirmation.
Oh, you talking about Charles?
You know, I forgot
yeah,
his
Charles
real name.
Else, man.
I just remember he kept calling himself Mr. Gorgeous.
Yeah, Charles be talking trash, man. Yeah, Greg said, Greg just put on Facebook, he said those questions were weighted.
You know what, Mr. Greg?
Waited.
I'm going to need you to stop. You cannot do multiple choice when it comes to women. It does not work like that. There's no multiple choice for women.
That's all right. We'll let you have it this time.
Not about letting me have it. It's just
but I don't know why for GSC because in the day, you know what they say. It's better to let the woman win than for y'all to lose.
We're going to win regardless, you know? I'm going to need y'all to stop. Stop hating. Mr. Greg, somebody from your camp won. You should be happy.
I wasn't the man,
but you should be happy.
He's still listening. He's not going to go for that. He's not going.
I know. I messaged you. You're getting a message on Facebook right now, Mr. Greg.
But, oh, man. I got a question. Oh, how was the weather out there in Houston today? This is going to be a rant. This is more of a getting crunk because today was the first day. It was in the 70s. And I was like, spring is officially here. This is Texas weather. This is what I love. The heat, not that crappy snow and sleet that we've been getting.
I can't believe it's snowing over there. Now, over here, it was cloudy and drizzling. Then it was raining. And then it was drizzling again. And it's been cloudy. And now it's dark. And it was a little cold. It was probably like 60, 65. It wasn't freezing, but it was cold for a jacket.
Oh, so y'all basically got the weather that we had on Tuesday. Because Tuesday, it was kind of colder. It wasn't necessarily really cold. It was just raining on Tuesday. But today, it was hot and sunny. It was, oh, my God. I got outside. I was dancing around in excitement because I just cannot believe. You know, I saw the forecast early in the week. But you're like, oh, I don't believe it because we've been having so much bad weather. But then, oh, the sun came out. I felt like Annie. Like, yesterday I knew it was going to be true. For sure, I would have been saying, dust will come out. I would have been on that level because Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
Since he is still listening, I will continue to call you Mr. Craig because you are hating that the woman won. Shout out to Mr. Greg.
And another thing, man, I wanted to kind of get in the final moments of the show. I'll send a shout out to Kenya B. Kenya B, who's from Milwaukee. She's actually been on the cover too. She's been on two of the covers of Human Canvas. She just moved to DFW this week. So big ups to her. She stays. It's weird. She stays up the street from me now. It's very weird to me. I always find it weird. It just feels, you know, a lot of people always have visit or they stay like in there. When they move here, they move to Houston. But moving to like in my area,
Houston.
That's just so weird to me. So. Big ups to Kim B for being a Texan now. That's crazy. Man, I feel like I always hate that. It's like it's something else. I wish I would have wrote it down because.
Texas Relays.
Not Texas. I would, cause it's not the very,
Vertigo.
Very. I always say
that's what it is, right? Vertigo? Vertigo or something?
No, that too, but thanks for reminding me. Shout out to Vertigo for naming one of the DJs, official DJs in that site. Great music database. They show love to everyone. Well, let me say this. They show love to good music, so... If you come correct your music and your business, they will show you some love. And
ooh.
I love them, man. Shout out to them.
I should put I'm going to refer Mr. Anthony to them.
And shout out to, because they push your, they push your music around. They just, and they put it up there and it allows DJs all over to, play it. On the radio shows or playing in their clubs or whatever. So, yeah, that's a good look. A lot of people are from, Texas and Louisiana. Because, of course, the guy's over. He's from New Orleans originally. He's out here in Dallas. So, of course, it would be most people from Texas and Louisiana. But there's a lot of other places now, too.
People don't want to listen to me when I tell them Texas is where it's at. Music-wise, nobody wants to listen to JoJo. Everybody wants to stay everywhere else.
I know. I agree with you.
You know what? I told him, I was like, if you come to Houston or even Texas in general, I can help you. I know people out here, but I can't help you in Michigan. I don't know anybody out there, but I'm trying. Anybody in the Michigan area, dealing with music, you can stalk me on Facebook and actually talk to me, and I will talk back to you. As long as it's business related. Other than that, I don't want to hear it.
Also, I want to give a shout out to next week's shows. Next week's shows, give you guys a heads up. It's going to be on Life at Dusk Live for next week. I got to look because I forget in which order, so I had to look again. My brain went back in order.
Altair or something? That's the first one.
I know. Okay, Altair is the first one.
Yeah, that's the first one.
So Alti's on Mondays.
Yeah, that's the first one. And then Nesca or something. I was just saying.
And then Acacia. Yeah, she's going to be on.
Yeah, that one.
On Wednesday show. So I'm excited, man. And Acacia said something really, really deep earlier on Facebook that I shared. Because I was like, man, it just made me excited for her to be on the show even more. Because she gets it. Oh, man. Everyone doesn't freaking get it. And this goes with any craft you do. It's not just with modeling. It goes, everyone can feel this. And her point that she said on Facebook, it was simple, straight to the point. Support your friends and family like you do these celebrities. Damn it, if people really, I just don't understand, why people, they dip and dabble and get so crunked with somebody about a celebrity, but they take their merely time to support their friends, so especially when their friend stuff is good.
Yay.
If people support their friends the same way, we'd be so much more powerful.
I support my friends, not all of them, just the ones worth it.
Yeah, because, I mean, from a realistic standpoint, if your stuff is not good, then it's not good. And if you don't have your stuff in order, you don't. Right.
I support
you. Your stuff
got
to be in order.
I support Steady. I support Mr. Anthony. I support Mr. Greg.
He told me, by the way, he said, tell Miss JoJo, I said, congrats. Make sure you say Miss
JoJo. I know, he told me on Facebook. Thanks, Mr. Greg. Thank you very much, Mr. Greg.
Well, as we come to a close, everyone, I'll remind you guys, if you want to listen to any parts of the show or listen to any other episodes and future episodes, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ, that's CEDDY letter J. Be on the lookout, we'll be coming to, you'll be able to listen to us soon on the V-Stream box. You know, if you want to know what that is, you can definitely, you can just stay tuned, watch my social networks, as I'll be talking more about what the V-Stream box is, so big ups to that. And JoJo, let them know how they can find you.
Instagram, Southwest JoJo, everything's there.
There you go.
Ooh, what a
you can find me everywhere at Steady J Dust, CEDDY J DUSK. All right, we leave it on. I remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to the episode of Life in the Dust Live with your boy, Steady J, and your girl, JoJo. And we can't leave without reminding you the PSA. And that is, if you're going to hump somebody.
JoJo is awesome. Oh, not that PSA.
No, the other one. If you're
going
to hump somebody,
we're
please.
Going to
what?
Austin? Oh, not that one. Oh, the one about the condoms. My bad.
Yes. So, yes. It reminds the PSA, because we say every hump day because it has connotation. And I really want y'all, I mean, and when I say that, I don't just mean that as in protecting yourself from STDs or whatnot. I mean that if you have sex, just know that that you can put yourself.
Don't bring JoJo into that.
Into the point of having kids. So, yeah. Every time you lay down with somebody, you think about, hey, I'm not saying I play God and I just know that you're gonna have a kid for sure, but just think of this: if you would you want to have a kid by that person? Because sometimes slip ups happen. So think about it. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but just reminding you, if you're going, and that public service announcement is, if you're gonna hump somebody, please do respond. All right, we're rolling on out. We'll see y'all next week, man. Peace.
Okay.